I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois State Police executed a search warrant at House Speaker Michael Madigan's state capitol offices last week as part of an investigation into sexual misconduct, stalking, and other allegations against former State Representative Jack Franks. The Chicago Sun-Times reports state police justified the warrant because probable cause exists for the crimes of criminal sexual abuse, criminal sexual assault, official misconduct, stalking, and aggravated battery. It sought personnel files containing information related to allegations of wrongdoing by Franks. In other news, an Illinois lawmaker wants to guarantee university admission to any Illinois student with high enough test scores. State Representative Mark Batnick is sponsoring legislation that would require public universities to admit anyone who scores in the top 10% nationwide on the ACT or SAT. Batnick, a Plainfield Republican, also says high tuition costs are a huge recruiting problem.
We actually fund on a per-student basis. We are third in the nation of funding, nearly double the national average, yet we really have high tuition in the state of Illinois, and that really needs to be addressed.
Public universities are already making changes with regard to test scores. Northern and Western Illinois are offering test-blind admissions, where students don't have to submit standardized test scores. Meanwhile, U of I Urbana-Champaign offers free tuition for Illinois students from families with incomes of less than $67,000 a year. Sex education in Illinois is evolving. New laws require schools to discuss consent for the first time. Peter Medlin has more on a new measure that would expand the conversation further.
The bill would mandate Illinois middle and high school sex ed classes discuss sexting, and it was introduced by State Representative Maurice West of Rockford. He says a constituent reached out with the idea to expand last year's consent bill. West says classes would discuss the social ramifications of sending sexually explicit photos or videos, and it would also dovetail into a discussion of the legal and academic risks.
My goddaughter's 8, and she has this iPhone. So yeah, our kids are getting younger with these with technology, and there's nothing wrong with that. We need to make sure that we help them to keep up with the consequences that technology can bring.
A 2018 study found 89% of teenagers use smartphones, a number that's likely higher today. Even if an underage person takes a sexual picture of themselves, that's considered child pornography and is a felony. And those found in possession of those images could be labeled as a sex offender for life. I'm Peter Medlin.
And I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there has been an increased number of hospitalizations, but fewer deaths so far from the flu this season. Illinois is among the states where the risk is considered widespread and high. And even if you don't get sick, OSF healthcare infection preventionist Terry McCreary says it only takes one exposure to the flu, which is a long-lasting airborne virus. She says influenza can have a devastating impact even on those in their 30s and 40s with a relatively healthy immune system.
It's not too late to get your flu shot. Don't think that you're going to be one of the ones that skips by and not get the flu, because you could get it and it could be deadly.
In Illinois and throughout the country, health facilities are mostly treating the unusual influenza B Victoria strain of flu virus. The last time that strain happened was the 1992 to 93 flu season. To the Show Me State, where Missouri is ramping up toward the sale of medical marijuana. Now a new petition drive has been launched aimed at making recreational marijuana legal there as well. A group called Missourians for a New Approach is gathering signatures to put the issue of adult-use marijuana on the November 2020 ballot. The group says the effort is being supported by the same backers who helped pass the medical marijuana constitutional amendment 2 years ago. To get on the ballot, the proposal has to get more than 160,000 verified signatures. It has to be turned in to the Missouri Secretary of State's office by May 3rd. I'm Jennifer Fuller.